Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to H1FY25 conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited, hosted by Kian Advisor. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kian Advisor. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kian Advisor, I welcome you all to the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. From management team, we have Mr. V. Rajmohan, Chairman and Managing Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. V. Rajmohan. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for Supreme Power Equipment Limited's earnings call for the first half of financial year 2025. I am glad to be here to share updates on our financial performance, key achievements, and our plans for the future as we continue to support growth in power and renewable energy sector with sustainable solutions. And our journey started in 1994 as a small partnership firm, and we officially became a company in 2005. Since then, we have grown into one of the leading manufacturers of power and distribution transformers in Tamil Nadu. Our commitment to quality and innovation has helped us to build strong relationships with local electricity utilities, and we are proud to deliver reliable, efficient transformers that meet both customer needs and global standards. The fast pace of growth in electrical infrastructure, especially in renewable energy, has created a steady demand for transformers. This demand aligns well with our focus on solar, wind, and power transformers. While transformers have a long span, there is a constant need for new installation and upgrades in renewable energy projects. This gives us the opportunity to provide both new and refurbished transformers. I am pleased to share two key achievements from this period. First, we secured an order worth of 26 crores, which brings our total order book to 62 crores. This order marks our entry into switchyard construction and commissioning, expanding our presence in high-voltage infrastructure for renewable energy. And we also won a 3.4 crore contract from CSSI Paper and Boards Limited to refurbish their transformers, showing our ability to boost the efficiency of the existing system. Our manufacturing is supported by advanced technology and a skilled team. Looking ahead, we are excited about our new 6-acre facility, expected to be fully operational by December 2025. This is the state-of-the-art plant. Will significantly increase our production capacity to 9,000 MVA per year, helping us better meet the rising market demand. The project represents a 70 to 75 crore investment and has a potential to generate revenue of 500 to 550 crore at full capacity. And we are making great progress on the new facility with about 20 to 30% of the construction completed and all necessary approvals are in place. In addition to this expansion, we are actively exploring opportunities to expand our reach into other states, aiming to strengthen our presence and fuel future growth. Financially, we saw solid growth in the first half of financial year 2025. Our consolidated total income rose 11.45% year over year to 58.61 crore. Our EBITDA came at 12.03 crore with a margin of 20.53%, reflecting an improvement of 77 basis points. Net profit increased by 10.62% to 7.29 crores with an EPS of 2.85. On standalone basis, our total income rose by 14.81% year over year to 56.74 crores and EBITDA came to 10.45 crores with year over year growth of 14.2%. Our standalone net profit also saw the year over year growth of 10.2% to 7.13 crore. This growth highlights the increasing demand of solar and wind transformers and our strong position in the renewable energy market. One of our large orders experienced a slight delay about a month due to client side issues. Though we were ready for on-time delivery, this had a minor impact on our H1 performance. But we are confident that executing this order in the coming months will support stronger results in H2 FY25. With the growing order book, rising demand and progress on our new plant, we are optimistic about achieving strong growth in the second half of the year. We are focused on expanding our presence, strengthening our clientele relationship and adopting new technologies to support our long-term goal. As investments in our infrastructure from both government and private sector increases, we are well positioned to grow further both in India and globally. And before we begin the Q&A session, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our stakeholders for your trust and support on our company and us. Your encouragement has been essential for our success and we are greatly valued your continued partnership. With that, now open the floor for questions. Thank you once again for our stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. The first question is from the line of Jayraj Jay from BKC Cap. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for good set of number. So my first question is like, what is the revenue receipt period for your our company current order book of 60 crore?
It will be closing before this March.
Okay. And what are orders in hand for solar, wind and normal transformers as on today?
And as on today, that is for actually the, you are asking the bifurcation of the order book, correct?
Yes.
Yes, and 10% from government utilities,
okay.
And major from solar and bay extension. Solar and wind comes to almost like 30% out of this, 30 to 40% out of this 60 crore. It comes from
okay.
renewable energy and 10% from utility.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
And the rest are from other sectors.
Okay.
This put together both power and the distribution transformers.
Okay. So, sir, can you say me like how many clients you have added for high power transformers?
How many
clients you have been added for high power transformers?
How many line means
line.
I did not say.
Okay.
Line.
Okay, great, sir. And sir, what is like you know margins in all three segments of transformers?
Yeah, the margin of comes to 11 to 12% PAT.
Okay, sir.
And this is a mix of product. In power transformer and solar transformer and distribution transformer. So the percentage of margin will slightly vary. So on an average, it comes to 10 to 12% PAT.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for
thank you.
Showing interest on our company. Thank you very
yes.
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shiva Kumar, is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Very much audible, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I had just a couple of questions. So what is the current plant utilization, sir?
Current plant utilization is around 30 to 50%.
Okay. And with the new plant addition, what would be the revenue that plant capacity utilization that you are planning for FY26?
FY26, the same like 10 to 30% will be the increase on the revenue side growth. Actually, the new plant will be commissioned or will come to for completion in the month of December 25 only. So we have next 3 months only for in that financial year. So we can expect 10 to 30% increase from the existing level year to year.
Got it. Sir, and just one last question. So since we are having a very good demand from the power and distribution sector all across our country, so I'm just curious to know why we are not able to have the complete utilization of the current plant. It is still at 50 to 60% as you said, if I'm correct. So is there any bottleneck in Tamil Nadu state or what we are facing, sir?
Yeah, what you are saying is correct. See, the current demand is for transformers which are above 230 kV and above 50 MVA. And for this type of power transformers only, there is a big demand. And the distribution is almost, there is a demand, not like a huge. and huge demand is for power transformer, that to above 50 MVA, that is that to above 110 kV. As of now, we are manufacturing up to 110, 132 kV only, and maximum transformer size which we are making, in our plant is up to 25 MVA. And very recently, we manufactured and commissioned a 50 MVA as a challenge, and this is seed for the new facility.
Got you. So the new plant is for the higher capacity transformer. Am I right, sir?
Yes, absolutely, you are correct. And there we are planning from 25 MVA 110 kV class to up to 160 MVA 230 kV class. So we foresee this demand. So based on this only, we have started expanding our facility.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Participants are requested to press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shivali, is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Welcome.
Sir, I just wanted to understand, based on your current order book of 60 crore and your current revenue, are we expecting a degrowth this year?
Degrowth?
Like if I sum that 60 and then the current revenue, it will be less compared to what we saw in the previous financial year.
No, it has raised up 10%. 11% we have, the turnover has raised. I don't know from where you are taking the figure. When compared to last half early, this year
to last September and not last March. Sure, got it, sir.
Yeah, then there is an increase of about 10%.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
So we are expecting this year 10% growth, is
it? We are expecting more than that. Since the second half generally the production and demand and pressure will be more, and the clients, they will not delay in taking out the transformer from the factory. So before this March closing, everybody will be taking out the transformer. So I think when compared to first half early, the second half early year will be good and it will be stronger, better than the first half.
Okay, sir, one more question. So our current plant, mainly we do distribution transformers, and in the new plant we will be able to do more power transformers. Is my understanding correct?
Your voice is not so audible, madam. Can you please talk louder?
In our current plant, we do mainly distribution transformers, and in our new plant we will be able to do mostly power transformers. Is that understanding correct?
No. Here, we can, in this existing facility, we are capable to handle up to 25 MVA power transformer and distribution transformer also. So here we can make both power and distribution transformers. And in the new facility, especially this is for power transformers.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you for
showing interest on our company. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. The next question is from the line of Bhuvan from Tiger Asset. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. And
welcome, sir.
According to my calculations, if I'm not wrong, your per MVA realization is 8.8 lakhs. Am I correct?
That is depends upon the which transformer you are talking about, sir.
I'm talking about blended.
Blended, we cannot take it in that way, sir. See, for power transformer, it will be 11 to 12 lakhs per MVA. And for distribution transformer, numbers, it will be around 20 to 22 lakhs per MVA.
Okay, 20 to 22 lakhs.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So,
the mix of... yes. Sorry? And this cannot count on average... the margin part, there will not be much difference. So maybe 1% percent, more or less 1% may be the difference. It's based on the order which we are getting, and where from there, from which client we are getting, depends upon that only. And more or less, when compared to distribution, this power transformer, we may get little higher of margin.
Okay. Okay. So higher by 1-2% max, or can you give any exact figures?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, sir. Earlier I interrupted. You were saying something.
Earlier?
You were saying something.
Okay, sir. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now presently as is 50%. Are you going forward if it reaches to 80-90%? Can we see increase in per MVA realization?
Per MVA realization is what I said for power transformer will be around 10 to 12 lakhs per MVA. And for distribution, it will be around 20 to 22 lakhs per MVA. This is the current market position. And this is the realization value of transformers.
Okay.
And
let me rephrase the question. If we increase our utilization, can we expect increase in margins? Presently, you're telling 11 to 12% PAT and like that. So, can we expect it to go to 14%, 15% as gradually the utilization increases?
Actually, to maintain this profit itself, it is a challenge for us. And we are maintaining striving hard to maintain this margin itself. So, we are expecting of more than 14-15% PAT is, a big challenge for us.
Okay.
And maintaining this profit is become big difficult. So, since there is a good market demand for this, so we are able to maintain this margin.
Sir, and is from
sir, I'm totally not audible, sir. Hello.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. What percentage of the overall revenue wind and solar transformers?
As of now, on our total sale is, last year it was less than 5%. Now we are reaching 10% on overall sale and 10% and above.
Okay. That's good to hear. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Venki, is an individual investor. Please go ahead. As there are no response from the current participant, we may move forward. The next question is from the line of Anurag Jain from AI Maria. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon. My question is on the revenue split in the current quarter earnings between the transformer segment and what are the margin profile in each transformer segment?
Okay. The current, something around 57 crores, I think we have it. Out of that, government is 34% of our total sales.
No, sir. No, sir. Actually, my question is on the current revenue, actually, the what we have done in the current quarter. I need the revenue breakup between the power transformer, distribution transformer or windmill and the solar transformer.
Yes,
how much is the revenue split between
that? Yes. That is the percentage I'm coming at. Yes. The sharing between government and non-government is almost 14 and 86%. Non-government is 86%. And on government, DT is 5.5% and PT, power transformer, is 2.5% roughly. And on non-government, the DT, that is distribution transformer, is around 8%, and the power transformer is around 84%, and the IDT, that is for solar, is around 8%. And I think I have answered your
question. Revenue segment. This is the revenue breakup or the
yes, revenue
margin breakup.
Revenue? No, not margin. This is only revenue.
Okay. So may I know the margin also on this part, if you can provide me?
Yes, the margin on an average it will be varying from 10 to 12%.
All segments.
All segments.
Across all the segments, right?
Across all the segments. Maybe a little less, from 9 to 12%. On an average, we are able to meet, we are able to sustain this, the margin.
Okay. So, is there any particular segment which is contributing the highest PAT for you?
Power transformer? Yes. Power transformer is giving a higher margin. Maybe 1 or 1.5% more.
MVA also? Like the higher or lower or something?
Yes. Higher MVA.
Okay.
That is power to power transformers. So, okay. And DT, IDT, that is inverter duty transformer, which is used in solar sector. That also gives good margin.
Having a good margin.
Good margin, yes.
What about the other categories which you have mentioned in your annual report? So we don't have any manufacturing capability, or like we don't have any orders for those particular transformers, or we have any fixed cost associated with those particular segments?
No, not like that. We are getting more orders on these segments.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very negligible percentage we are supplied about the other type of transformers. And the major
cost part.
Sorry?
My question is on the cost part, where these particular transformer which we are supplying on very less, right? So do we have any fixed cost associated in our cost part?
No, sir. I could not get your question. Can you repeat? Sorry.
So my question is on the other than the power and distribution and solar transformer, the other categories. So we are not supplying much transformers to our customers, right? So do we have any fixed cost associated with this? Like which is coming on the monthly basis?
Yes, I got your question. See, this power and the distribution comes, it serves all category of all category sectors, all sectors. This is only based on the application. Wherever this it goes in mining, mines, institution, and expansion of industries, everywhere this goes. So the distribution and power transformer is being employed all the sectors, and especially we are bifurcating the transformers, applied for solar and wind, we are segregating and we are giving you the figures.
Okay. So as per your last annual report, we can see that the top 10 customers gives the 80% concentration. So what are the steps we are taking to mitigate the concentration risk?
So that is the reason we have reduced our exposure towards TANGEDCO and TANTRANSCO. And we are more concentrating on the private players and private, that is, independent power projects. And the few customers, they are providing solar projects to their end customers. So we get repeat orders from them. So, and we are actually the total, the top 10 customers contribute something around 20-25% only, 30% only. Wow. But balance, some of most of the things we are getting on a distributed manner.
Okay, because from the last annual report, I got this data that 80% of your total customers and top 10 customer having the total 80% revenue. That's why.
Sorry. What you said is correct. I said what I said. 10% is. I have seen the figures as gross that I have told you on percentage. It's wrong. Correct. What you said is correct. 70% it is like that. The major last. See, now the TANGEDCO and TANTRANSCO, we are reduced a lot. This year the exposure is something less than 30%.
Okay. And then my last question is on the current plant utilization, which is I think up to 50% only. And you are expanding, you have expanding a new plant for the higher MVA transformer, right? So was
yes,
it possible that we could have utilized the current plant only for the higher power transformers?
You were
asking for this?
Yes, correct. Absolutely, your question is correct. See, actually, here in our existing facility, we can handle our manufacture test the transformer of capacity maximum up to 25 MVA only. Now there is a very good demand. We are seeing for next 5 to 8 years. It's for higher transformer, which are above 25 MA, up to 100-160 MA, and the higher voltage class of 230 kV. So that is the reason we are going for expansion. And moreover, we cannot manufacture or handle such big transformers in the existing facility. So we are seeing some demand for bigger type, larger power transformers. So we have opted for the expansion. Here the type of transformers which we can make is small type transformers, distribution and up to 10 to 25 MVA power transformers. And this is the reason we have gone for.
Going forward, our more focus will be on the new plant, right?
Yes, we are absolutely. We are more concentrating on our new plant, going with larger power transformers.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. That's it so much.
And one more question: that the concentrated the 10% top 10 customer, which I said 10% is wrong, and it is almost 70-80%. What you said is right.
Oh, okay.
And the government exposure the last half is less than 14%, and the non-government is around 86%.
So we don't have any increased receivable risk here. So we get the payments on the timely basis.
Yes. That is the reason. See, last in the March we have a very high receivables. And that all we have received it now. And For the current financial supplied also, we have almost more than half the thing we have received. So the receivables are well under the control.
Alright, thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkateshwar Reddy, is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Yeah, my question is, what can we revenue we can expect from substation works for current year and FY26?
Yeah, the current year we got order for substation, that is a switchyard work. It's something around 12 crores. And we are expecting at least another two projects before end of this March. And this one we got the order with us, and the balance one or two will be is expected and is under negotiation.
Okay, what will be the value?
Value is it will be vary from 10 to 30 crores
for each order.
Yes, suppose we got the order.
Okay. Okay, under
it is under it's under negotiation only.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah.
For FY26,
sir? FY26, actually so many projects are there, and for FY26 we have not quoted anything, okay. And it will be the inquiry will start from the month of February only. For the first quarter, they will start the negotiation for 25-26 first quarter. They will start negotiation or this engineering process, everything will start from the month of February 25. So we cannot give any figures on that.
Okay. Okay, so my second question
you are especially asking about the substation, right?
Yeah, right.
Correct.
My second question is, what is the current bidding pipeline?
Bidding pipeline is very high. It is more than 100 crore. More than 100 crore. And very recently, we have posted a tender in NLC, Neyveli Electric Corporation, Punjab Utility, Kerala Utility, and Mahajanko, this Maharashtra company, utility company, Mahajanko. And we are expanding and we have posted tenders. And private side also we have quoted and we have offered a number of quotations and for a number of projects. And yes, everything is on the pipeline. So, we can expect good orders.
Okay, so what will be the average winning ratio for the company?
Winning ratio?
Yeah, right.
Generally, the winning ratio will be around 10 to 15%, sometimes 20% also.
Okay. Okay, so that's it from myself. Thank you.
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshman, is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon, sir. Are you able to hear me?
Very good afternoon, sir. Welcome you, sir. And you are very audible, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity. My first question, sir, you spoke about a delay of an order from the delay of the completion of the services by a month for a particular customer, right? So
not only particular customer. Yeah, please complete your question. I'll answer it.
Yeah. So because of that delay, whether the revenue got recognized for this H1 or will it get recognized in H2?
See, actually, we would have year end and quarter end, actually, we, as per the purchase order, we, as per the schedule, we manufacture and it will be ready for dispatch. And because of the customer and delay, and either the may sometimes on client side it got delayed, then the lifting or the dispatch clearance getting from the client is difficult, because we basically we used to go by the purchase order and we have to get the payment before the dispatch. So and some clients they refuse to take on time, so it got delayed. So it is not reflected on the revenue side, revenue part.
Okay.
So there was a little impact on that. So we cannot deliver the material without payment or realization from private customers.
Okay.
So if it is a repeat customer, then we will send it. For new customers, generally we need to have some relationship. Then only we can be comfortably send the transformers.
Okay, sir. What is
so
the
that,
ballpark? Sorry, sir. What is the ballpark
what?
Figure of this the number, sir? How many crores of this order which has not been realized?
That is for about 4 or 5 crores, something.
Okay.
Around 4 or 5 crores. Yes.
Okay. Sir, and have you got confirmation from them for the delivery?
Yeah. No. Yes. This got yeah. This is a process we are facing every time.
Okay.
This is a part of this game.
Okay.
And if there is 100 customers, at least 10 customers will be moving slow on this on their project side, and 50-60% they will be in advance than the scheduled purchase. So this all in this game.
Okay. Sir, second question. You also spoke about the start of your manufacturing facility, the new facility from December 25, right?
Correct.
So what after that, what happens to the existing plant? Will you continue with the existing plant for lower KVA manufacturing, and the new facility will be only utilized for the higher power transformers?
Correct. As of now, we are planning to do smaller type transformers here, that is distribution transformers in the existing facility, and transfer all the power transformers from 10 MVA to 160 MVA in the new facility. And this may vary also. It depends upon the situation. And as of now, this is the plan.
Okay. Sir, and the final question. Sir, Tamil Nadu government has kept a very vision of our generating and renewable energy up to, I think, 5 gigawatt, right?
Yes.
So how are you kind of like strategizing yourself and our company to be part of that growth plan, sir?
Yes, this 5 giga is for renewable. So we are focusing and continuously focusing on the independent power projects who are dealing with solar and wind. So, and we are very well on the job. So we are continuously working towards that. So we will also get substantial revenue from the sector on that from the government policy. And this is government is not going to put anything, but they are going to promote with the private players.
Okay, sir. Okay. So final question.
We are already on the job. Yes.
Okay, sir. So final question on the renewable sector transformers. Who is the biggest competitor for us, sir? For our company in Tamil Nadu, at least, is it Indotech or anybody else along with Indotech?
That is, we don't see Indotech as a competitor for the solar because they are doing bigger type transformers. So they are concentration on the smaller renewable energy transformer is less, and we are more competitive than Indotech because they are fully ordered, they are fully booked with orders for. So their delivery, based on the delivery also we are getting orders.
Okay.
And pricing sector is also something less than compared to Indotech.
Okay. But who, at least which company would be the biggest competitor for us in the renewable transformers, sir?
And SNR from Hyderabad, I think is not a listed company, and they're doing good.
Okay, sir. Okay. Sir, thank you. Thank you for your time and thank you for giving the opportunity, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Showing much interest on our company. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I have two questions. So first is, you mentioned earlier that the demand for smaller size transformers is weaker versus larger size. But please correct me if I'm wrong here, but especially in renewable, you require both larger size as well as smaller size transformers. So if that is the case, then demand even for the smaller one should be good, right? Then why is it that we are seeing lesser demand for smaller size transformers?
No, the demand is there. The number of manufacturers for small transformers are pretty high. And when compared to larger power transformers, the manufacturer is less when compared to the distribution size. See, for example, for making smaller type transformers, something around 40-50 companies are there in Tamil Nadu.
Oh.
And it's all are non-listed company. And for bigger type transformers, there are very few. So that is for power transformers, only few transformer companies are there to cater. So that is why I said for power transformer, there is a demand. And for distribution transformer, demand is there, but number of supplies are more. That is why we are going for a bigger one.
Okay, got it, understood. And just continuing on the second question is, in the industry, we are seeing a lot of people are adding capacities, even larger players are adding significant capacity. So how do you think basically growth as well as margins should pan out over from a 2-3 year perspective?
Definitely. You see, our as of now, our market share is less than 0.5% on pan-India business. Okay. So definitely there is a potential growth is there. Market is there, so we can definitely fulfill our capacity obligation.
But if so many players are adding capacity, then could it be like the margins could be much lower than what we are doing right now?
We hope we can sustain and we can maintain this.
Okay, fine. So that's all I had from my side. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Isen from the company of Saksham Global Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. I actually wanted to understand what is the revenue split currently between the power transformers and the distribution transformers, and where do we want to be 2 to 3 years down the line?
As of now, that is, you want the comparison between the power transformer and the distribution transformer?
Yes.
Yeah, it's almost 40-60 like that.
Okay, fine.
40% will be the distribution and 60 is our power transformer as per the last, that is the first half of the FIS.
Okay, so do we plan to increase that, the power transformers?
No, power transformer, naturally we are going for a bigger facility, we need to increase that.
Okay.
And yes, we have to focus more on power transformers because the facility is for only power transformer, and this existing facility can use it for distribution.
Okay, and
then we will focus more.
Sorry, please continue.
And the new facility is only for MVA transformers, larger power transformers. So obviously we need to concentrate on more on power transformers.
Okay, the new plant you said will be operational by December this year.
It will be operational in December 2025.
Okay, sir. And what are the plans for exports, sir? Are we doing any exports currently, or how is
Yes. Now, currently, we did export, but it's not significantly high. Maybe less than 2 to 3%, and for African countries. Now we are planning to expand as we are seeing a good market in North America. So we are locating and we started negotiating with a few people there. And based on that, we need to export also. And nothing has been signed or any commitment has not been made as of now. And we are trying to do that. And there is a good market in American market. So when we go to the new facility, it will be much helpful to cater the American market. With this existing facility, it is difficult to cater the American market. And I hope going forward, after shifting our workforce to the new facility, we can go for the American market export.
Okay. And how are the margins there, sir? Is it more margin accretive?
Yeah, the margin is more and the compliance also more. So, we may get a little more margin.
Okay. Fine. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev from Fractal Capital Investment. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sorry. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just to come to the new facility which is coming up in quarter four of next calendar year. So just ask, can you give some idea about in terms of what are the various challenges that we may have before we start getting orders from this facility? For example, what are the testing requirements are there, certification requirements are there, what is the empanelment process that we have with various clients whom we have to sell power transformers? Because I assume you won't be selling power transformers to the typical private sector clients that we're selling now. We'll have more large utility companies and government that we'll be selling to. And also from export perspective, what different certifications will be required for that and the timeline for that?
The certifications,
is mainly based on the size of the transformer which we are going to export. See, up to 25 MVA, we got all the certification. Even for the export, we can do that. And the region-wise, if anything is required, that we have to attend the time of export. See, every country they have that in Nigeria they have that zone cap certification, and like that region-wise they have something. But overall, we have the certification for transformers up to this type of transformers we can export as of now also. And for going forward for a bigger type of transformers, we have to get certification from CPRI, that is a Central Power Research Institute, to validate our design. Validate our design as per the standards. So that is the thing which we can do. After getting certification stage by stage, we need to go approach the customers. And after that, we can back up with the existing orders, and we can increase that also.
Okay. So when you start bidding for it, do you have any pre-qualifications which requires you to have installation up to that size to bid for that? Do you have those kinds of things because of which you have tie up with somebody?
Sir, it's not audible, sir. Voice is breaking.
Yeah. Sir, I was asking, do all these tenders in the government, they have pre-qualification requirements which will require you to have minimum number of installations of specific
correct.
Size of transformers before you can bid?
Correct. What you said is correct. And for that reason only, we have started bidding for bigger type transformers. And by the stage, when they finalize the tender, if it is possible, we can get that. And already for that reason only we did in this existing facility, that 50 MA is a big challenge to make here. So for that reason only we got order, and we got order from customer who have a good trust on us, and we also supplied that 50 MA with the challenge, and it also successfully commissioned. So that is the seed we are putting here to cut short the timeline. And when we start doing this 50 MA there, then we will start going further. Now there is a tender, there's a upcoming tender in Tangetco for 50 MA, which if we bid that, then we can go for 100 MA for the next tender. So this is the stage by stage we can go. So I think we have time to reach that. Before going to the facility, we are equipping ourselves to qualify the bidding process.
Good. And sir, do you have any BIS certification requirements because of which import of transformers can be restricted? Do we have anything like that?
No, we don't have that. Any restriction, we don't see any restriction for that. Only thing is we need to do this type test certification, that we have to do it in CPRI. That is after getting...
I was asking, are there any restrictions on import of large size power transformers in India?
Import?
Yes.
So importing a power transformer is very expensive. So, number of players, good players are here, AHL, ABB are there, and but absolutely there is no, except the import duty, there is no restriction.
Okay, because lots of Korean companies used to export transformers to India, issues and restrictions with regards to that, right?
And that is for specific projects only there, not as a trade practice.
Okay. And also, sir, on the CRGO steel, because CRGO steel, I think, we import from China, right? So, any issues on that front?
Yes. Now, we are seeing a challenge in getting CRGO from the market. And though we have a 20-30 years relationship with our vendors, and we are able to manage the supply demand.
Okay. Because we don't have manufacturers of that in India right now, right?
Yes, yes. As of now, there is no manufacturer for CRGO.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir, and best of luck for your new plan.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of the time, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for closing comment.
The conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
On behalf of...
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for all stakeholders and the participants who are interested in our company. I thank you very much and express my gratitude for attending this earning call. Thank you very much. Please go ahead, madam.
On behalf of Kiran Advisor, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.